This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Don't forget to go have your vote count. Fandemonium 2020, round one, for our 64-person bracket for best all-time fan personality. Round one up right now at 105.7 FM, The Fan.com. I'm Bill Schmidt, alongside Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler here as well as now JR from the new JR Sport Brief. Here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, you get JR on CBS Sports Radio from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on The Fan. JR, appreciate the time today.
No doubt about it. How are you?
Good, man. Now, first off, hope everybody is safe and healthy where you're broadcasting from and bringing us to. But first off, welcome to the Milwaukee market somewhat here. I know you got like over 300 stations that you're going to broadcast to. But let the people in Milwaukee know, who is JR pulling for when he's watching football, basketball, and baseball right off the bat?
Oh, I'm pulling for a good game. You know, I grew up in New York. I've been living in Atlanta for a couple years now, and all of my teams are pretty terrible, so I don't even bother watching them. I just try to pick a good game at this point in time. No, thank you. I'll pass.
All right. Well, let's dig deeper then, since you must be a Knicks fan. Let's dig deeper then. What then is your favorite sport at this point to watch?
You know, favorite sport to watch is it's football, basketball, baseball. I like people punch each other.
Yeah, are when you this politically correct? Are you this politically correct on your show too, or do you bring it on your show? Come on, man.
It's not politically correct. Listen, I've been covering sports, and I've been fortunate to go around the whole world and basically just check out everything. You know, my athletic days stopped when I was in high school. I have zero cartilage in my knee. And, you know, I grew up with football. I grew up with basketball. You know what? I used to see people get beat up outside. So I'm a great big boxing fan. I love MMA. So, you know, there's no politically correctness. The only thing I have to do for my show is there's a couple of four-letter words that they would yell at me if I said. And, you know, outside of that, I just try to shoot straight.
JR from the new JR Sport Brief joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. So, JR, now you've been doing this for a long time, started up with the JR Sport Brief, also on NBA TV, but now coming up onto CBS Sports Radio. What's been the first week like as you started up Monday night with the debut show?
Oh, it's been great. You know, unfortunately, we don't have the live sports that we all love, and what it boils down to right now is trying to, as you guys know, try to take people's minds off of everything that's going on, but still be able to inform them. So, you know, one of my first guests I had on was a buddy of mine, Damon John from Shark Tank. He's a big sports fan, and he was able to come on and give some advice as to Tom Brady and his contract and the business decision that was made. You know, he shared some advice, some monetary advice. Later on tonight, we're going to talk to big boxing promoter Bob Arum. Now that Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder has been moved back, Antoine Bethea. So we've had some different perspectives. Ryan Dempster was on yesterday with no baseball and no boxing getting pushed back. And I thank God that football is pretty much still rolling because it still gives us something in the news cycle right now.
Jay, I'm not sure how old you are, but I remember when I was a little boy, they had a program, Who Shot JR? I think it was Dallas, I think. I'm not sure.
Yes, but absolutely. It was Dallas.
Yes. And I said, that's one of the coolest names to have a name with just two letters. I mean, it's just truly amazing. But I got a question for you. Now, you would think of two of the guys from the Jazz. Now, both of the guys tested positive for, you know, coronavirus, right? How do you think the other guys are going to receive them? Now, they're cured and they've overcome it. You know, bless them for that. And Rudy got caught some smoke of how he did everything, but he's past that now.
He's going to catch all the smoke,
Yeah, so how do you think the NBA and their teammates going to welcome these guys back once they get back to playing basketball? Or you think teammates will just forget about it?
I think everything heals in due time. I mean, granted, Rudy Gobert was a whole jerk, and then come to find out he's the first player to actually come down with it. I think people are actually happy that Donovan Mitchell is fine. I know people are happy that Rudy Gobert is fine. Nobody's wishing ill will on anybody, but Rudy Gobert is going to catch a lot of jokes. You know, the NBA is all about community. You could be on a totally different team, and it's still a community aspect. So Rudy Gobert has some apologizing to do. He has a lot of ribbing to go through once we all hopefully get through this situation. I mean, you look at someone like D'Angelo Russell a couple years ago. You know, he basically ruined a man's entire marriage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says anything about D'Angelo Russell right now. So and time fixes everything if you have the talent, and Rudy Gobert happens to be an all-star.
I want to get into something because I'm a huge Lakers fan. And before, you know, the break, the biggest discussion in the barbershop in Milwaukee, who's the MVP? Now, we all say it's Giannis, but up into the last week, you know, they stopped. LeBron James conversation got mixed into it. How do you see
it? Well, I would have certainly given it to Giannis again. But you know what? I honestly believe if we would have continued with the season at the rate and the pace that the Lakers were going, you know, LeBron James, he was destined to get that MVP. We know it's not always about what you do on the court. It's the story that surrounds it. You know, this is why James Harden was mad, when Giannis got it, thinking that he was deserving.
Yep.
So if you can tie a good story around the MVP, you know, it's not always about numbers. I mean, the Bucks were on a historical pace, but LeBron James has age. He has the Lakers mystique behind him. And then he also still has his performance, which he's completely continued to just round out his game.
There you go. There's another national guy supporting LeBron. And that is the issue.
What I told you, Steve.
Yeah, you said people aren't going to care about the numbers. It'll be the narrative that'll get LeBron the MVP if it gets to that point.
People loving the dude
around the league because he's near to being a senior citizen at this point.
Oh, man.
And he had a good weekend, so now we're all going to love LeBron, and that's fine. I get it. Look, at the end of the day,
I apologize. You got to hear this.
I just want to see the Bucks. Yeah. In the NBA Finals, playing for an NBA Finals before I die. That's all I'm trying to do, man. I just want to see before I die. I'm about to be 44 in May. Can we just do it once before I'm dead?
Oh, it go ahead.
And I think we were destined to see the Bucks in the Finals this year. And I'm just hoping that we can pick up on some basketball. And maybe, you know, the MVP may not matter so much if we can actually get a Finals MVP. How about that?
That's 100.
That would be the three. That would be the three letters you want to see right next to an award for one Giannis Antetokounmpo. JR from the new JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. You hear JR right here on The Fan. JR, did you believe that it was the right decision by the NFL to continue with the NFL draft on time as they decided yesterday to do? I think it made a lot of sense, and all the GMs that are going to keep squawking about it, it's an adjustment to their schedule that nobody else wants to do.
Listen, the GMs can shut up. You want to know why? Because the NFL, like everything else, is an entertainment business, first and foremost. Their salaries come from the people who watch and consume the NFL, the people who are going to be glued in front of their televisions for that draft. So you can talk about your preparation. Well, guess what? The athletes don't have the opportunity to prepare. Americans all over the country are stuck in their houses. So I don't care what a GM has to complain about right now. Shut up. Do the best you can. If you ain't that good, then you don't deserve to be there. This is entertainment. The NFL is entertainment. I'm happy that they're continuing with the draft because they're in the business of entertaining Americans.
Do you think that it would be as entertaining? And final thing for you here, I don't think anybody on television is going to be upset if they see an NBA game without fans. Charles Barkley was all up in arms saying you can't play the playoffs without fans. Do you think it would be as entertaining if we're watching pro sports in an empty arena?
Personally speaking, I used to produce, so I mean there's a whole lot of dirty words and curse words and trash talking that you hear. I'm pretty sure it would be muted on TV. I would still be entertained. I watch two kids go play on a basketball court right now. So for me, it doesn't make a difference. But I can understand the entertainment value being stripped from a broadcaster's perspective. I don't care. Play the games. It doesn't matter if right. there's fans there or not. Obviously, I want to see LeBron yelling at somebody on the sideline. I want to see Russell Westbrook getting angry. I want to see Giannis staring into the crowd after a dunk. But at the end of the day, if that's not what we can get, I'll take some basketball over none at all.
JR, really go ahead.
JR, what's your Twitter so we can put your follow you on Twitter?
Absolutely. Twitter? I'm going to follow you guys as well. All of my social media is at JR Sports Brief. That's JR Sports Brief with one S. Yep.
Easiest way to find him, and then you get to listen to him each and every night right here on The Fan, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. JR from the new JR Sport
Great
Brief
job,
here
brother.
On 105.7 FM, The Fan. JR, really appreciate it, man, and keep killing it on the new night show.
Thank you, guys. You all be safe.
Take it easy, man. That's JR joining us here, new CBS Sports Radio night host. Once again, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., you get JR here on The Fan. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrowing your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Now, Sparky, when we were talking about the MVP with Giannis with JR, I was just waiting for somebody to throw in the dagger of, you're just hoping that he ends up going to New York so then his Knicks can kind of actually become relevant again.
When he started talking about how he ain't a fan of nobody and everything else, I was ready. I was like, okay, stop talking so I can say how bad your teams must be then. He threw it in himself. He did. He threw it in himself. So yeah. I'm like, all right, he's a Knicks fan, so I understand that. I mean, yeah. I mean, I get it. When you've been that bad for that long since, what, Patrick Ewing, that's a long time to be bad.
Yeah, that's no doubt about it.
Billy, what was funny was Steve said, I'm 44 years old. I just want to see.
Just once.
I just want to see it one time, man.
Just one time.
He said, before I die. I said, Steve, don't say that now, man, with the corona out there. Cuz, don't say that.
Hey, man, Brewer fans are true. Many Brewer fans are in the same boat, man. Ain't no doubt.
Yeah, you don't know if you want to be wishing on those spirits right now, Leroy. Yeah, I don't know if this is the right time.
This dude funny because he don't even be trying to be funny and he funny.
That's when you know it's natural. 414-799-1250. We're having a lot of fun with you.
Good
tell
job,
your smart.
Steve, how funny, man.
That was good,
you stick
man.
Me in this garage much longer. I'll get angrier by the day.
Back after this on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.